Watch this. Watch this.
Yeah.
Oh, clip it.
Around the world. Flip that. How about these?
Clip this is it, slow it down for 20 minutes. Yep.
The mouth.
The mouth.
The mouth.
The fucking mouth.
Are there bones in the mouth? That's yes, something we'll discover.
Tooth.
Is tooth bone?
Mm.
Tooth is tooth bone.
Tooth is bone. Somebody said that. I saw a thing that said tooth is where consciousness is. That's how you know you've been too far. You've been too deep on corner of the internet. That's when I was like,
that's all right, a white dentist did ayahuasca.
How could that stand up for 1 second? Everybody's thinking it. Old people got no. You saying old people got no soul, or if you get veneers, that you got no soul. You see what I'm saying?
Well, there's roots deep beneath there too. You see what I'm saying?
So then it's not in the teeth; it's in the jaw.
The jaw.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
Wow, the mouth is responsible for so many fucking things. The mouth has started world wars. The mouth has started new sprouting relationships between lovers. The mouth has chewed on fucking foods of all kinds from every continent.
You die in the mouth.
I mean, you can't say that about the nose. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, the roses smell good today. But what else? What else did that thing do? Does that thing do for society?
The mouth is pretty underrated, come to think of it. Everybody's like, the eyes. You see the sunset and you can see your child
great.
The first time.
Oh, great. Yeah.
How enough. About the ears? You can hear what's going on.
Oh, sure, sure.
The mouth? Yeah. Come to think of it, the mouth? Yeah, that's got a lot to do with human history.
The mouth is fucking hitting. It's a hitting it a sucks. High batting average.
It spits.
What that mouth do? It do
what that
almost
mouth
everything.
Do. Nobody's saying what them ears do. What the nose do. The nose can't do.
What the eyes see.
Yeah.
What those eyes see.
By the way, we don't have Julio with us right now, so I just want to preface this just in case our audio is busted. Apologies, yep. Whatever. But what are you gonna do? It's Joy Tactics, you know.
Oh, I have some good lyrics I want to tell you guys. The church. just don't say anything. Just wait. Just wait.
This is one of those days where it feels like we're waiting for a teacher to come and start Joy Tactics.
Yeah, whatever.
Someone had a comment that was like, I can't tell you the amount of times I'm like listening and there's a silence and they look at their phone to see if they accidentally paused it and they didn't. We
Okay, this is some lyrics from the song To Be In Your Eyes by The Church. Listen to this. I just think it's so good. Okay. Yeah, just give me a second here.
All right. Okay. Cool, yeah.
Oh, no, yeah, got all that. Oh, here we go. Then I need to rise to be in your eyes. I want these words to be the things I hope you'd realized to be. All right, it's not hitting the same as when he said. Oh, here we go. I want the person inside me to be someone I'd recognize if he was in your eyes. I want the person inside me to be someone you'd recognize if he was in your eyes. So it's about taking away the facade.
Hold on.
Just being real.
I want to be. So wait a minute. I want you to see who I really am when I'm inside me. You know what I'm saying? In my heart.
I want the person inside me to be someone I'd recognize. If he was in your eyes.
So what if he was in, so I want to start dressing how I feel.
So you want to like fuck yourself?
That's an outfit problem.
Yeah. No. I mean, both of you have different interpretations on the lyric.
That's the beauty of art.
That's the beauty
right?
of art, dude. What is
subjective.
Art?
Subjective.
Bro, we need to do a 9-parter on what could be art.
All right, now listen to these lyrics. You might know this song. Blame it on the goose.
I knew it.
Got you feeling loose.
Loose.
Blame it on the throne. Got you in the zone. Blame it on the
baby.
Jamie Foxx, T-Pain, salute. Jamie Foxx, please come back to music.
Jamie Foxx, I saw you chatting with Chappell Roan at a premiere.
You saw Jamie Foxx, and I was asking you about what celebrity there, and you didn't fucking
know. I saw it on TMZ. But I did see Chappell Roan in person somewhere, and she was wearing a purse is a hat. Purse is a hat. And I'm not. What we're laughing at is that not that she wears a purse as a hat, but that I was wearing a crumpled up fucking Ralph Lauren button down that I was like, I think I'm looking quite acceptable. And yeah,
that's what we're laughing at, man.
Nerp.
Yeah.
Did you look like wildly like not a part of the people around you?
That's what I thought. But everyone else thought, who the fuck is that? Some type of musical DJ.
Whose touring agent is that?
Whose fucking touring agent is that? He smells delicious, even though his clothes are fucking crumpled.
Like chocolate limoncello.
I'm gonna show up to the Oscars.
A lot of limoncello. 4 fingers of limoncello.
He must be important. I want to show up to a major event. I would like to show up to a major event.
Madonna in.
Ooh, where's your mug, Nate?
With I got my Las Vegas mug, man. Vegas.
We've been all around the world. Okay.
I would like to show up in.
Wait.
To the Oscars. Okay. Cool. Now you know what. You know what? Never mind.
I'm playing with you, dude. I'm playing with you. It means I like you.
I'm sick of it. I'm fucking sick of this, dude. I know it's funny. I know.
I know. Okay, you'd like to show up to a major event.
It's not even worth it now. Just
yeah, now it is.
It's the most ADHD fucking. God. Oh my! Sucking just in a wrinkled mic. Shirt. I just said a really wrinkled white tee.
Ooh,
that would be a flex, right? Really yeah, wrinkled. Carpet. Like it's been in a drawer for like years, and
the
it's
thinnest
fucking,
white tee with pit stains all over it. Yeah.
You know when your shirt smells like closet? Like, man, my shirt really smells like my fucking closet. I haven't worn this since 2019.
How do closet smell?
Right.
Depends on the closet. Get smell like that?
Ideally, wood is what you want to smell like wood.
You know you can put soap in your drawers and it makes it smell good.
How do you know?
Pro tip.
Dove soap. It's filled with crusty ass fucking old Dove soap.
No, you go get the scented bars. Go to Whole Foods and get a nice scented bar. I show cream. That in your drawer and see what happens. And see what happens.
But don't throw it in raw. Don't throw it in raw. Put it in a little sleeve, I guess.
Yeah, put it in a sleeve and see what happens. And stop making fun of me. Oh, I just feel like we didn't talk enough before the podcast, and I just want to fucking kiki with my girls.
Why don't you do it right here, and we'll have the most edits, the most bleeps
all right.
that we've had yet. No, don't do it. Don't do it.
All right. I do have something. Well, something very tantalizing.
I have something, too. I'll kick it off with it. No. But I do have an object that I purchased yesterday.
What could it be?
A lot to do with the mouth.
Whoa.
Straw.
Nah. I'll give you a hint. It's Nando's Peri Peri hot sauce bottle of it.
Nando's Peri Peri hot sauce.
That's one of the best joys that you can have in your fucking life. Is buying the national chain sauce from the store. Having it at home.
Because you got to reckon that stuff's been tested by a million scientists, run through a million different tests, made in a classy laboratory somewhere. Not like any of these farmers markets hot sauces.
Ew, making that shit out of fucking goat shit.
You guys see the AirPods, right?
Yeah, man. Nate showed me that order on his phone the other day.
Costco AirPods Pro 3.
It's amazing. Is it changing your life?
I feel like I need to take like business calls, but I don't have any to like do. You know what I'm saying? I just want to be like,
not yet.
Just taking like thousands of business calls on this shit. Like, hey, well, that's what it makes me feel like. With the over the ear ones, I don't feel like taking a business call on those bitches, but I do. Trust me, I do. But these make me feel like communicating.
We got to get you some business, is what I'm hearing.
If anybody wants to just hop on a business call, please hit me up.
This is why you need to have employees and people under you so that you could just call people all day and bug them with your take on it and then not do anything.
Yeah. Yep.
Do you have any businesses you like? Or
just blew my nose. Just blew my nose.
Jack, you are coming in super quiet.
God damn it. How could that be possible? Yo.
Is it coming through quiet to you, Eric? It's just bugging
you. You know, it could be your AirPods.
You think so? Okay. We're just going to let it go, let it rip.
Do you want me to speak a little louder today? I have no problem doing that.
Man. Be yourself.
No,
man.
No, be yourself. Please, all please, right, please.
Be yourself.
Right. What's that beanie, Jack?
Eknees.
Oh,
Etnies. My.
That's a new Etnies beanie with the it's gold ancient, trim.
I've been.
Can I show you guys some a potential wild shoe that I was gonna
wild shoe?
Here we go.
This is definitely a what are those?
All right, there's a clip coming up. So everybody, look your best,
Daphne, sure alert, Daphne, alert.
Here we go. We have a clip coming.
Nate, let me show you the most busted color, the colorway that I would never get, but just to show you.
Oh, Nate, what the fuck, man?
Nate, dude. Hey, cap, man.
Cap.
Are these crazy?
That's the Pink Bear uniform shoe.
No, those are cool.
Now, wait a minute. I see Gunsmoke Gray. Oh, dude. Promo
unlock
code.
10% off? What the fuck?
They must have heard that you're awesome.
Nate, where do you order the Zen from that you gave me? I'm already running out.
You're going to have to hit me up for my, I'm not going to share industry. That's proprietary knowledge.
I have to go through you now. You've addicted me. Yeah. And now I have to go through you and your credit count up the prices.
By the way, the price that I sent you was the exact price of it. I didn't crank.
I know.
I didn't take
course.
A finder's fee.
I'm kidding. I know exactly. You're being a good friend to me, getting my favorite flavor, but now I'm curious about more flavors.
I'll let you know. Off
let's pod. Get another shipment.
It's a special
man,
website.
Let's do it now, man.
You know what's
you went through
take
the sleeve?
In?
Well, basically, I've lost one of them. I left one at work, and
Jesus.
Yeah, I've gone through about 1.5 of those. Jack, are
be
you
careful.
Doing Zen? I've started doing them at work during scene work. I'll put it that way. Yeah.
Is it boosting your creativity?
And it's lighting me up. Yeah.
What's everyone's creativity levels right now?
Low.
I have been having some desperate lows of creativity. Yesterday.
Oh my God.
I was going deep in. I was digging. I was phoning it in so hard, trying to do some writing, watching the most busted YouTube searches I could fucking search. Looking for the lowest view, most ancient, longest videos of all time to try to get inspo. And I just realized, you know what? Some days you're not fucking creative and you have to go do accounting.
Exactly. Yep.
You got to just do some chores. It's not
the highs and lows. Man, I was watching the Mel Brooks documentary. Did you guys watch that on HBO?
Not yet.
Oh,
It's just so fun. I'm like a huge Mel Brooks is like the first thing I watched that I was like, oh, I want to do that.
This guy's got it like that.
Was Spaceballs.
And do I was you like, think we will be like Mel Brooks? Which two of us, because only two of us are going to make it like this, are going to be Mel Brooks and Carl Reiner?
I was thinking about that. Oh, we have to have, because they would Mel Brooks would go over to Carl Reiner's house and they would eat dinner on lunch trays and watch Jeopardy every night after their wives died.
These guys are funny.
It's bringing tears to my eyes.
And then Carl Reiner died, and this is gonna get the tears flowing. He would go over to the house every night for months until they sold it, and just
until they what
by himself.
Oh,
because he just wanted to be near Carl's presence.
Was he with him on his deathbed?
He was there when he died. He went into the bathroom, collapsed.
Oh,
and Mel Brooks was like yelling at the paramedics, like, please, like, do more. Could you imagine? Really? Yeah. Your best friend, the person you started out
from 60, 70 year best friend.
Can I say something though? I'm not talking smack. Everybody grieves differently. If you're fucking 96, at a certain point, you got to be like, all right, I'm used to this. makes sense.
But maybe not the 70-year friendship deaths.
If we've been friends for 70 years and we're on episode 916,000 of Joy Tactics and you guys both drop dead on another Atlantic City trip, I'd be like, you know what?
Good game.
Yeah.
GG.
GG's is probably me in about 30 minutes.
That's when this shit's about to take off, when we're in our fucking 90s.
God.
Dude, that's when we're going to be sitting ringside. Jake Paul. When is the Jake fucking Paul's come 80. Up coming, man? I'm tired of sitting here wondering why I don't have enough socks.
I know, man. It's just, hey, be patient. Be patient.
God told me
2046.
Also with Mel Brooks, I don't think people know this. I feel like he deserves such high credit for this. He was the first person to give David Lynch a movie after he made Eraserhead on his own. Are you kidding me? And Cronenberg with his Brooks films. Are you fucking kidding me? That's credit, dude. That's bow down. You're joking right now, Jazzy. Real funny, Eric.
He hit him with
the Elephant Madman.
The Elephant Madman?
Elephant Man.
Oh. Elephant Man. No, it's amazing. It's nice to have arts patrons, and we have some listening right now. Let's go through the list, guys.
all the patrons.
Who like art?
Yeah, watch this.
It's probably good.
Okay. Here we go, just first names. And to Oliver, I thank you. To Jackson, I thank you. To CL90, I thank you.
CL, hold on a second.
To Pratham, I thank you. To Taja, I thank. Oh, wait, that's free. Never mind.
Oh, to fuck Megan. All
right, go. But you get the vision.
Trying to think, CL90, Christina Lopez. Is there any celebrities with those names?
Oh, Christina Lopez, dude. Guess he just fucking followed me, Christina Lopez.
That name is up for grabs in a crazy way.
So let's talk about the mouth a little more.
Okay,
Nate, how many teeth are in a human mouth? Adult mouth?
46. Easy. Next.
Okay. Jack, did you know that offhand?
I don't believe him.
No, I just made that up. I don't know.
True. I think it's like 30-something, right?
36? Something tells 33? Me that number, like if you divide it, it goes like 33, and it's like kind of like the Christ consciousness spine. Like you can make that.
Who do you think
is 32? It's 32. Style. Come
32, on. 32 Ooh. Plus 1, 33. That's the number Jesus died. That's the vertebrae on the spine. Vertebrae, the Christ consciousness goes to the pineal gland.
32 divided by 2, two sets, upper, lower, 16.
16 towers, 1 plus 6, 7, 7, tower 7, Jesus Christ, 333, 3 planes, Pentagon, 5 sides, 5, Pentagon, pentagram, oh my God, Epstein.
Pentagon, bro. Pentagram, oh Epstein. My God, Epstein, bro. What? What are you going to say?
The head of TMZ is in charge of the whole thing.
In charge of what?
Of the Harvey fucking Milk, whoever his last name is in charge.
Harvey Milk.
Harvey Milk?
Not Milk. Milk is the...
You're saying that host that's drinking out of his straw is in charge of the Epstein files?
That guy is... I couldn't be more shocked because he looks like a very normal and honest man. Anybody who's jacked. That vascular at 63... It has zero criminal record. That's all I got to say. Let me be an attorney. You know what? While Alan Dershowitz is out setting fire to pierogi stands on the vineyard, let me step in and defend these people who everyone's afraid to defend in court.
Is Alan Dershowitz right now like a free man? He's not in jail, right?
Definitely not. You kidding me? He's just the freest man in the whole country.
Good God.
He's a he's a law bender.
Did you talk to Alan Dershowitz on Tuning Out the News?
Did I top him off? What'd you say?
Did you give him top?
You know what? I interviewed him on Tuning Out the News, and that was the episode where it was during the lockdown pandemic, and my audio fucked up, and I had to re-record all my audio, and I had just gotten so motherfucking high.
And you were interviewing? Hill,
hits from the bonk. No, it was like 1 a.m. and my boss was like, hey, all your audio fucked up. We have to post this clip tomorrow. We have to do an hour-long recording session right now. Screaming at the top of your lungs in an apartment complex in Virginia.
I was speaking to two people who worked on Fairview yesterday.
Was it Tom Cruise and Angelina Jolie?
I'll tell you after, bro.
I bet I could guess. Actually, I probably couldn't guess because that was one of the largest Zooms I've ever been on in terms of...
Guess one person.
Lisa Gilroy.
Yeah, that's one.
That was easy. I knew it was going to be her too. Shout out.
The other one I don't think you'll guess. Okay. The fucking mouth. The fucking mouth. What are the different components? The gums.
The spit.
The tongue.
The tooth.
The roof.
The
throat.
I want to see you on the dance floor. Should we have should we start mixing up what the bonus episode is?
Yeah, like how do you mean?
Daphne brought this up where she was like, you know, the bonus episode could be like, maybe it's a movie review. Maybe it's a video game. Maybe it's a musical thing. Maybe it's a fucking, you know, it doesn't have to be just a simple another episode. It could be actually a bonus.
Wow.
Let me introduce you guys.
How could we arrange us, two of us going to the other one's dental appointment, film that shit educationally, talking in the appointment, going through with the hygienist and the dentist what your issues are tooth-wise, getting a treatment plan?
Let's do it in LA. That. Why don't we do it in May? Yo, when we go out, can we please be on the Place Goers when we go out to LA?
Yeah, we are. We're going to.
Holy shit.
Danny told me, Danny told me a plan that he has that involves being on a boat.
Oh, let me get on it.
Is it going to the island?
It's a different plan that I can't even tell you about. But once again, guys, if you're listening, please check out Place Goers. Our friends Danny and Kate have made an excellent...
Dude, this watching PlaceGoers right now is like buying Bitcoin. It's not even like buying Bitcoin. It's like writing Bitcoin down in a fucking piece of stone 800 years ago. So,
dude, by the way, Bitcoin is crashing.
Good. Buy now. To all the young investors, you've just been presented with insane opportunity. Buy now.
God, the sun is killing me.
It's like $60,000. It was like $120,000.
It's at 60K?
Yeah.
What's my fidelity, bro? Nate, what's your fidelity? Is it good?
It's down. The market is down right now.
How down? Badly. How down? How down, brown cow.
Very down.
Do
not panic. Do not panic. Panic is the least thing you can do as a day trader. You need to keep a level head. Keep a fucking level head. The market goes up, it goes down. Historically, the S&P has gone up over time. Okay?
Yeah.
Whoa.
If you just invest in good companies, good quality companies, they're going to be there. God. They're going to last.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, oh. I must have configured my investments very differently. Aha. Wow. Interesting.
You up?
I'm literally up.
We should. That's what we should do every week is just day trade. One day a week.
Should we try one trade? Oh, it's Saturday.
Well, I don't. I don't want to talk numbers like money on this shit. I'm literally up $2,000 in one day. Can you imagine that?
Yeah. Yo, we should start. You bring up a good point, Jack. We should start the weekend stock market, and it's just fun.
Mm-hmm. It's fun about trading like, until it gets like pretty stressful, like industry, and we start hiring interns, and it.
But
blows up.
But
yeah,
nothing could change on the weekends. So what are we trading on?
It's just like I feel like different products should be delineated to the weekend.
This is
like candy bars should be on the weekend.
Yeah,
fun stuff. You know, water slides.
I just want to tell those listening, if your company matches your 401k, do it. Go for it. I have not worked for this company in hella year, like 3 years at this point. Stop contributing, and yet it's continued to grow and grow without.
That
me
is
even
my
fucking
one regret. I don't have. If you ask me, do you have any regrets? No, but actually, when I think about it, yeah, I do. That I didn't invest in wisely in my 20s. If you're 21, you could be a millionaire by age 40.
Exactly.
Whatever. You guys think I look like that guy, Jeff?
Jeff who?
Daniels.
Jeff, yeah. Yeah, the actor? I do.
Dumb and Dumber.
A young Jeff Daniels? It's not bad.
Not That's even a- that young is what I feel.
Why'd you bring up Jeff Daniels?
I just took my hat off and I noticed that I looked like Jeff Daniels from Dumb and Dumber. Sorry.
I see.
Won't happen again.
Nate, drop one fact from the Epstein files and make it not too dark.
Oh, dude, what did I see?
Nate was spitting facts at me over.
I can't help it, dude.
Tuna melt the other day.
I saw some awesome fucking. Well, one is that the conspiracy is that his Fortnite account is active right now, so he's still alive in Israel. That's a conspiracy right now.
Do you think
he was body swapped out?
So you're telling me there is a chance that one of us has gotten Jeffrey Epstein for 90 blue?
Yeah.
You've taken absolutely 90 shield off of him?
His name is Little Jeff 1 on Fortnite.
Little Jeff 1?
Still active. I think so. I think that was it.
But so he... Okay, but if he is dead, he was playing when it was building phase, when you could do building and shit. So he probably wouldn't even recognize.
He started Fortnite. He started everything, dude. QAnon.
Well, and then just really quickly talk about his interest in gravity. This weirdly lines with
Jack. Let me hear about this.
He was very interested in gravity. Weird. Why would somebody? Interesting.
I would like to know as much about this as I can.
Well, what does gravity do? It keeps things.
I will tell you why. Why do you think pulls the levers of society is so interested in gravity? Because
they have a plane and they want to save money on oil.
Because gravity is the key to free energy. And if we don't have free energy, there would be no wars. You understand?
And they want wars.
And they want wars.
I do see what you're
chaos.
Saying. Because gravity is a generation of force which requires no additional outside reactions or energy. Right. It is an inherent motion. Oh, my God.
The windmill. Imagine the windmill with no wind.
That's what I'm noticing. Now a ball that goes. How about this? A large hadron, an accelerator that goes through the entire Earth that circles around the core with a path, and you just drop a ball in it. And as the ball goes around, it's collecting energy, heat, friction through interactions with the mantle, through interactions with denser metals within the core, closer to the core's surface.
Imagine this. Oh. Imagine this. You guys come over to my house. I said, I'm like really tired. I've been working on, haven't been sleeping. And you guys are like, are you all right? And I'm like, I'm fucking good. Watch this. Go to my PS5. I'm playing fucking the Ghost of Tsushima. And I say, watch this. I unplug it from the wall and it keeps, it still keeps playing.
What? The fuck, dude? Well, how do you come up with this shit?
Because I'm moving it up and down with gravity, and I'm fucking powering it with the using centrifugal force to power my PS5.
Nice. Well, so what did he say? Because we're having things
moved
already.
Pretty quick from my theory, my little experiment, Jack.
I'm not. No, dude, I'm building on it. I'm building on it. I'm saying, hey, piggybacking off of what Eric said, how about that?
Oh, thank you.
You like me to say that? Yeah. Going off Eric, satellites are doing motion. They are doing motion through gravity.
Right. They don't have little propellers on them, do they? They're fucking turned around by the gravitational atmosphere.
Orbit.
The gravitational pull of the Earth.
Orbitular energy is what we're discussing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So what else did he say about it, Nate? I don't understand.
I don't know. I didn't see too much about that, but this is actually before the big dump. I just kind of, I don't know where the fuck I heard this from. It's probably, he would donate a lot to like the MIT, like he would keep all the, you know, that like God level tier genius MIT lab, whatever it's called, where they're like experimenting on crazy types.
It's the lab that created Lex Fridman out of a fucking test tube.
Yes, it is. I think it is. I think Lex Fridman was a part of this lab, not even capping, but
the most genius interviewer.
He wanted to keep those people close because he's like, hey, don't get too out of line. You can come up with different sonic hair brushes and you know, different types of vacuums, and but do not touch fusion energy. Do not touch whatever. If you're
don't touch fusion energy.
I don't know. I'm not quoting, but I think that was
that
kind of the move
there. That motivates me even
more
to fucking go back to fusion. So
Jeffrey Epstein!
You look like you're just in the Goofy movie, the way that your mouth just moved.
Oh, dude. I love that movie as a kid.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Me too, man.
What was that celebrity in that movie? Like that would sing a song, you remember?
Oh, the crazy
like
rocker?
Michael Jackson? Dude,
what is that, Jack? What the fuck is that? I'm holding Martha's Vineyard coin?
Yeah, Martha's Vineyard got its own quarter.
Is that right?
No, this is just a quarter. Whoa, Nate, what do you got there? A
the
silver
queen.
Dollar? Oh, that's a
this
euro?
Is from London. I tried to transfer... do a currency exchange from all the London money I had. Oh, Eric.
That looks like $30.
And the currency person gave me this back and said, this is worthless. This is just a fun little souvenir. What? Is this like a hay penny in the UK or something? What the fuck is this?
A hay penny.
They couldn't even transfer this to USD.
That's cool. Nate, I'd be very careful with that.
Hmm.
You have a fake currency.
I'm going to test this for silver. And then sell it for fucking $10.
You know what I got for Kate, our friend Kate, years ago that I just never remembered to give her?
Nice, Eric.
Oh, give that to Kate, the Tamagotchi.
Oh, that brings me back, dude.
Tamagotchi.
This is a small ass Tamagotchi.
Tamagotchi. Eric's gone. Eric has left the pod. We're getting off the rails, dude. Yep. Jack's merch, stickers.
Hair all over him. What else is around here? Not much.
What was I going to say? I was going to say something. Fuck. God damn it.
You got to dig deep. If you could go back in time and either have 20 minutes of screen time in Zoolander or Kill Hitler.
God damn it. Honestly, that's tough, but I mean, you got to go. It sucks that shouldn't be a tough decision, but it is.
What is it? What's the decision?
Jack said, if you could have 20 minutes of screen time in Zoolander, which would honestly be kind of like
huge,
the co-star, you'd be like Owen Wilson. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Is what you're saying. Be Owen Wilson or kill Hitler. That's a tough decision.
No, of course I'm going to kill Hitler.
Of course I'm going to kill Hitler.
The problem is that power is a vacuum, right? So, I mean, didn't he have evil assistants?
No, everybody around him was fucking just good people, man.
They were well-meaning.
And it's like, when are you going to kill him? Is it like kill him when he's about to kill himself anyways?
Fuck, that would suck if you time traveled back to the bunker and right as he had the gun to his head, you're like,
oh great, now it's just great. Great. Now I just gotta find my way out.
I can't
out
play.
Here.
Trying to think of a name from Zoolander.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, I just met Earth can't play to Grubel. Mikus guy. Mikus just. Can I? Yo,
Mikus,
this is DIY.
Yo,
Mikus, behind the scenes, man. Behind the scenes, SNLT right now. Ready?
Mikus.
We had a joke. I can't imagine why Alexander Skarsgård wanted this cut from his monologue. But we had a joke that was, this is hard to say. The 1,000th episode of SNL, pretty cool that, like, makes sense that we're having Mikus from Zoolander host this one. You know what I'm saying?
He didn't want that.
He didn't want it. Yeah, I thought that was a good one. What better way to celebrate 1,000 episodes of SNL than with Mikus from Zoolander?
I will say that put him on.
Say, huh?
Was that role that put him on the fucking map, or was he cooking before that?
He was in the Lady Gaga music video before that, dude.
Holy shit!
How can we get in contact with Lady Gaga? Lady Gaga, if you can hear us. Please bring us aboard as creative consultants for your next fucking alien music video. Please let us play three fucking aliens that you dance with.
At least let me choreograph it.
I want to be on fucking camera, bro. Please.
See, I don't even need that shit.
Nate, when you're on set and the cameras hit record, what is the level of chills that you get? When you realize that you're being seen on a monitor,
they're visible. It's like a full body. It's like I have 1,000 boners that pop up, chodes all over my body. It's painful. It causes a lot of stress for everybody around me. It's hell.
Wait, remember you were saying the acting tip that you got that you're supposed to like be radiating a beam of light from your face.
Yeah.
Did you try that out when you were acting
no,
this week?
No, I completely forgot about that. All right, cut. Let's just. You okay? You all right?
Hey. What is it? Sorry?
Radiating light.
Your name again? Sorry? That's the director.
Nate?
Sir?
Dave Rohn? Yeah.
Nat? Okay.
Nate?
Okay. Sorry. Yeah, getting a little too in character there.
Oh, I have an amazing fucking skit idea that I forgot about and then I remembered.
You're supposed to text these immediately when you have them.
To our skit thread.
Yeah, to the skit thread.
This has to be, I don't know if this has been done before. It might have been, but this is a auteur, director, and actor. Okay. So
right up my alley.
So the auteur is in the scene. Okay, it's acting, but he's also directing as well. And he's acting in the scene, and then he says, cut. And then he walks back behind the camera and says, hey, could you come over here for a second? Walks back to the place of the actor, and then you have a conversation with yourself, and you're like mad about the take. laughter, looking for hilarious.
It's washing over me, slowly washing over me because it's so high concept that I'm just.
I got confused by it. Sorry, Nate.
That's a fucking
Jack. Who are the upcoming SNL hosts? Who can we pitch this to? Who can you pitch this to on behalf of Nate?
I don't know. They don't let. I find out after the public finds out. But I have a funny feeling it might be Tobey Maguire.
I'm making that up.
From Babylon?
For Seabiscuit.
Spider-Man.
Seabiscuit. Spider-Man. Man, Spider-Man. We need to do a Spider-Man episode, by the way. Go through all the villains.
Have you guys ever Spider-Man kissed a chick upside down? She's right side up.
She's upside down. You're right side up.
You're holding her.
Not yet. Most interestingly. But question. Fucking yep. Mary Jane or the... Who's the other chick from Spider-Man?
Willem Dafoe. As the Green Goblin.
Spider-Man. Girlfriends. Yeah, let's see.
I bet the Green Goblin gave some crazy head. Well, it's a sidebar.
Oh, when he's in deep in character and he's fucking ravenous? Yeah, I think he would. All right, here are the characters. Mary Jane Watson. Redhead. Gwen Stacy.
Okay.
Brown hair. Darker hair. And Felicia Hardy, the Black Cat. And also, other significant girlfriends include Cindy Moon, Betty Brand. Nate, why do I feel like you're probably going for Betty Brand?
Which one is she? But what kind of hair color she got? Because you didn't
dark.
You didn't
dark.
See, okay, all right. Brunette.
Played by Elizabeth Banks in a movie.
Now you gotta look at the cartoon versions.
Yeah, are you really? A brunette? You always.
Are you a redhead? Doesn't
could
matter
you be
to me.
Blonde?
Are you a blonde?
Oh, Gwen Stacy. Let me begin to convince you about maybe liking Gwen Stacy. She plays female Spider-Man in the fucking Into the Spider-Verse movies in a white suit. Ring a bell?
Did you just say female Spider-Man?
Female Spider. Female Spider-Man, yeah, exactly. Something funny
about
that.
That's the title of the movie, too.
Female Spider-Man.
Female version of Spider-Man? That'd be a great title for a film.
Female version of Spider-Man. Now, do you guys like it when Spider-Man has built the canisters of web as like a scientific experiment, or do you like it when it's coming from his veins?
Oh, dude, the veins, of course.
It's got to be veins, but it does begin to gross me out because where's that shit stored? Where's that spool of web? All right, man. All right. Man.
Does he run out?
Yeah. In the movies, there's a couple times he goes, oh, shit. He runs out of web. Jack, what's your experience with Spider-Man?
Great film. What do you mean?
What do you like most about Spider-Man? What do you admire most about his
abilities? What I admire about him and his abilities is that he gets to swing around and enjoy himself. And a lot of people would be like, great, I'm going to be kind of like a Red Bull sponsored guy and just swing and enjoy that. But to use his strength and power to fight crime and to
join the police.
A crazy bag just flew across right in front of me. I'm, you know, about four stories up, and a plastic bag just flew right in front of my window.
Well, it wanted to say hello.
That was crazy.
It's so interesting because Spider-Man lives in New York City, and he swings from the buildings.
Wow.
So then you see a bag, American Beauty style.
The synchronicity going on here.
Damn. I don't know. That was really funny to see.
If I was a villain in Spider-Man, I would take his ass out to the fucking Mojave Desert What are you going to swing on there? You can't
swing on nothing.
Ooh. Well, you forget he's a fucking... nothing. You forget he's basically a fucking... You can swing on you, bro. Put it that way. You know, he can web your ass up.
I'm going to be buried in the like sand, dude. Buried in the sand, and I have, like, shoot out fucking, like, bullets out of my mouth.
Satellite fucking lasers.
You going to shoot bullets out of your mouth, Nate?
This is a superhero universe, man. Anything can happen. Just head, full body covered in the sand, just head popping out. Me v. Spider-Man, whole movie.
And is it a slow firing? Is it like, it's not rapid fire, is it? You got to like really, your throat's got to generate the fucking musket ball.
It comes out so slow.
And it
Spider-Man versus the worm.
But if you touch it, if it gets near you, you're dead.
You're dead. You're dead. All right, so yeah, we brought it back to the mouth for that. Good.
Oh, very good. Yep.
You see what I did.
Oh, what about this? I want to touch on this really quick. The mouth of Sauron.
What's that?
Wait.
The mouth of Sauron.
Sauron is an eye, man.
Yeah, well, guess what? He has a puppet that speaks for him and named the mouth of Sauron. And it looks like this. Don't talk. Ooh, yuck.
Oh, he's got some Paul Walls on him. Let me see your grill.
So that is a conduit for Sauron's thoughts, right? He telepathically transfers his thoughts from the eye to the mouth.
Yeah. Nate, what would it take for you to go for... to look that thing all up inside and out. Would you do that to destroy the ring?
You need a fucking tic tac, bro. A fucking Middle Earth tic tac.
Bro, I appreciate that we can be silly at this stage in our lives. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. A lot of people lose their silliness.
I know.
Yeah, people need to get back in touch with being silly. If you're do something silly today.
Be silly.
Be silly.
Be fucking silly, please. Jack, what's the most silliest thing you've done recently?
Where do I begin?
I think the opposite should be asked. Like, what's something you haven't done? Because I feel like everything you do is slightly silly.
Right, what's the most serious thing and what's the most silliest as well?
The silliest thing I did is probably walking in the snow. That stuff is so silly.
Yeah. Is it still snowy?
The snow is not going anywhere. They're trying to scoop it up one fucking pocket full at a time and melt it in these water trucks.
Is it type of snow where you can pack it in?
At this point, it is ice, piles of ice.
Disgusting, dirty ice.
All the walkways. Yeah, that's gotten a bit nasty. Except for in the park, where it's very cool looking. And it almost looks like if it was a little harder, it would just be like a ice plateau.
Zoran, I just want to say this. We trusted you, man. And you let snow accumulate.
Yeah. Zoran got in the office. What are the odds that then a historic winter event would happen?
Yeah.
They're controlling the weather.
The weather scientists.
That's what you don't realize.
The fucking conservative weather scientists are acting against us. Great. Great.
Somebody needs to invent a new type of weather because we have rain, snow. Boring. Yeah,
rain, we already seen this. We need something sticky, a sticky style of weather.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. Sugar? It's gushing today.
What? Oh, you don't know about gushing?
It's
a new weather system.
Yeah.
Smells like shit.
It comes from the ground. It smells like shit, and it's fucking sticky icky. Honey is so... Is honey not crazy? It's created by bees and flowers, and it makes the most sickly sweet sticky icky
and
substance.
It lasts forever. You could eat honey from the pyramid time.
I would like to do that and go back and what if that is the time travel fucking substance?
Man, honey, you just oh. Yep. If you came over and I had a huge clay ancient jar of
psychedelic
Egyptian honey, psychedelic honey, and I said, "Come on, you want a snack, man?" And I took a fucking huge lump of that, put it on a piece of Wonder Bread, white Wonder Bread.
A lump, so it's not sticky anymore. It's like a hardened lump.
It's pretty hard at this point and discolored, and it's not.
So you gotta chew on it like Laffy Taffy.
Would you accept?
Yeah. When else am I going to get that chance?
Or would you let it slip?
You have one shot to eat a fucking lump of ancient psychedelic Egyptian honey.
Would you capture
it? Are you going to bite on that thing? Or let it fucking save that for another generation?
Ancient honey.
Man, let me speak to a pharaoh now. You know, Egypt, I think, is having a hard time recently. I don't want to speak for them, but if they rebranded as ancient, they said, hey, we're putting away the slacks, we're putting away the button downs, and this and that, we're going back to pharaoh style.
Oh, what a good idea. Because people live like Mennonite style, Amish.
Right.
They're living in another time period. Why don't we have people live in ancient Sumerian, Egyptian type of style of time?
Well, we can choose to do
tablets,
that at any point. Yeah,
with stone.
Yeah.
When's the last time you exercised free will,
dude? God. I don't know if I have.
It's been a minute. Well, I did buy this sweatshirt.
What's the brand?
I can't even tell. Akimbo or something. You know, it's already kind of pilling. I just got it, and I'm like, really, if anyone has some fucking bulletproof blank hoodie suggestions, let me know in the comments, because I just want some I'm wearing comfort lately.
Bulletproof.
I have a LA Apparel one.
And it's pretty, you love
pretty
it
pretty sturdy heavyweight.
Yeah, I like LA Apparel.
I don't know what brands of hoodies I have.
You should know this, man. You need to start paying attention.
I have a blue one that my mom got me for Christmas 3 years ago. I don't know what it is. I got a black one. I don't know what it is. Yeah, that's not good.
You need red, yellow, green, purple. Name another basic color, Nate.
Can we move on? Just move on.
colors are tricky. Jack, you really don't know what you're doing for Zebra Bowl? Are you having people over?
I'm going to our friend Joe's house. That's what I'll be doing.
Are you having a beer?
Mm-hmm. Probably going to bring a big old bunch of beer.
A big fat case of beer.
What's the predictions right now? Who's favored?
I think Seahawks are favored.
Seahawks versus who? Who are they versus?
The Patriots, the evil Patriots.
The Patriots. Oh, hell no.
What's his name? Robert
Kraft. They're always gotten the fucking shit, man.
Yeah, man.
Has there ever been a Super Bowl without them? I feel like that goes back to when we were 4 years old.
Oh, great. The Patriots. It was almost the Rams. The LA Rams.
Talk to me when the Browns get in the Super Bowl and
the Cleveland Browns.
They don't even have an opponent, and it's just like
a
everybody
party.
Bowed down. They said, "No, we can't even verse. They're too powerful."
Wouldn't mind that. Hey, guess what? I got a case of last night, 12-pack.
What
Natural Light, Natty Light. But they've rebranded and the beers look like they're from the 80s. And literally, the rebranding is doing the trick.
Really?
It's doing the trick.
That was like the high school beer, you know?
Yeah.
Natty Light. Mm.
Are you going to have a beer tomorrow, Nate, or are you going to chicken out and I'm going to have to kick you out of my house?
I forgot.
Drink that, man. Drink that.
The policy.
Yeah.
All the fucking Natty Light.
Yeah.
You remember the fucking loser in high school who would go up to you when you're drinking Natty Light? Like, you know that's basically water, right? Shut the fuck up.
What were they drinking at the time?
They were drinking like it was like high school
Mickey's
level of sommelier beer where it was like I drink Sierra Nevada, you know, like those people who thought like right. that was like the highest yeah. pillar of alcohol.
I remember I was working for a company that did auctions in college, and you'd walk around with iPads at events and hold the iPad out and rich people would bid on shit. And there was another woman that was doing this, and I was like excited to be getting paid like $60 for this night. She's like, "What are you going to get?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I think I'm getting a case of Rolling Rock, put it that way." And this one was like 45, and she's like, "Ooh, Rolling Rock, you could do a lot better than that." And I remember being like, "You don't know what I've been through. You don't know what a case of green Rolling Rock means to me. How dare you say this? How dare you belittle me?" You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
3-1, with what? I couldn't afford a case of 3-1-2.
Oh.
Chicago, shout out.
You know what we would be drinking? We were brand loyal in college, too. Keystone Light.
Ooh.
It was always Keystone. If you came to a fucking party at our crib,
how many Keystone
Light cases?
How many were you getting through a night?
Dude, I wasn't even keeping track, dude.
You think 15 easy?
Oh, for sure. For sure. Probably Jack. in the 10 range. If we were having a house party. Sure.
10 beers. I had 3 beers last night, and it makes me so tired. Makes you not want to move.
That's when you add the martini, and then you hit the ball, and then you hit the spliff, and then.
What was our ultimate combination that we found out at dinner? No, I thought it was two martinis and one beer.
Oh, yeah, two martinis and a beer.
That's kind of the ultimate. That's just getting
decades
a bit faded.
Studying this, and we finally
it's like 6 ounces of liquor and and 16 ounces of beer. Yeah, that'll do it. Okay, so we've covered the mouth top to bottom. We've covered every tooth. We didn't get into the different teeth. That's for
a different
episode.
Totally different discussion. Totally
yeah,
different discussion.
Yeah, okay, so you can't compare it. But I guess we say what gave us joy, frankly.
Let me kick this shit off right. So I watched 28 Years Later in theaters.
The Bone Temple.
Then I watched The Bone Temple in theaters.
Aha, aha.
Then last night, rewatched 28 Years Later.
You're loving it.
I mean, you just got to say thank God for these fucking people. Because every piece of movie these days and television looks like a fucking Whole Foods commercial. And it's so awesome to see these people put their whole mouth, bussy, eye, arm. They put their whole
leg.
They
leg.
Put their whole family lineage into every single shot in that fucking movie.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful. It's so fun to watch. It is so explorative in terms of visual storytelling. Shout out. And I can't wait for the next one.
Shit out.
Oh, I guess I'll go next.
Go for it, man.
My backpack that I had had a hole in the bottom. This is the backpack I've had for, I think, nearly a decade, 10 years.
Oh my
Ortlieb God. Backpack.
Ortlieb?
An Ortlieb backpack. It served me well. It started smelling for a little. There was a period, and then the smell kind of went away. I don't know what that was, but thank God. I'm honestly was so happy to throw this fucking backpack away, man, but it served me well. Got a new backpack, and it's bigger, and it's more durable, and it has a lot more pockets. Eric?
You know what? I've been having fun working on the show, and I've been having, been laughing with my friends and coworkers. We're having a good time, and I feel quite lucky. Let's put it that way. It's been really fun.
And any questions? We're happy for you. Expressing gratitude. That's amazing.
Thank you, man. All right. Well, hey, it's Monday. This is just the first day of the week. There's many more to come. Get it this week. Get after it. Go get your money. Go get your girl. Go get your man. Go put it on a record. Girl, put your records on.
All right. We'll see you. There's going to be at least one more episode of Joy Tactics, so we'll see you there.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.